So if you hadn't done that, what would you have done? What would your life have been if you hadn't been in the Searchers? Would it always have been music, or would you have done something else?
I would like to think it had stayed in music, but I suppose, you know, times like that, you think, well, you get into it and then it'll die off and you have to find something else. I mean, I was, my education was, I had a great school. I went to a beautiful school. It's a mansion with stained glass windows and a mahogany staircases. And I even learned Latin at school as well. But the only things I passed my GCE in was English language, French and woodwork, which I think qualifies me to be a furniture maker in Quebec.
So there you go. You could have made guitars. You have a collection of guitars, don't you?
Yeah, it's diminished a bit. When I moved from my rather big house to this duplex penthouse, which I wanted to make my life much easier, and your house becomes a responsibility. And I wanted a tube station. I wanted a high street. I didn't want to drive anywhere, and that's what I got. And it is absolutely perfect. Best move I made. But I didn't have room for all my guitars, so I had them auctioned off. I put 22 guitars, which were auctioned off, and I've still got 17 left. Yeah.
Wow, so what a collection.
We have dinners around the house every now and again, people in music, and we grew up with, like, Bruce Welch is a regular around the house. We had Anita Harris the other week. We even had Mark Knopfler for one dinner as well. And after dinner, we get in my guitar collection, we grab a couple of instruments and do all the hits of the Everly Brothers and people like that.
Oh, well, you know, you need to record that when they're doing that. You know, you never know.
I wish we'd done it when Knopfler was around.
Yes. Whoa, yeah. So do you have a favourite? Which guitar is your favourite?
No, I don't have a favourite. When I auctioned them off, I kept all the high-end ones, the real expensive vintage ones, and they all mean a lot to me for different reasons. Some of them just because they were the instruments that I couldn't afford to buy when I was a kid, like my Hofner Committee Slimline, which was, you had to be a millionaire if you were going to buy that before the American instruments came in, and there are a lot of them, Gibsons and Fenders and things like that. But I'm not really a guitar player. I'm a bass player, but I love it. I love them, hanging on the wall and taking one down and playing one every now and again.
Yeah, just beautiful, beautiful objects. I was talking to Joe Brown, luckily enough to have a chat with him. He's another, obviously, person who's been in show business an awful long time and who has classic songs that he plays over and over. Everyone wants to hear it. They always want to hear this song. And he said that he gets on stage, he starts playing the song, and actually he's thinking, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? Well, maybe I'll do a bit of shopping while he's playing. He knows them so well. But then he finds he suddenly realises he's forgotten the lyrics. Has that ever happened to you?
No, it's not normally the lyrics. Sometimes a bit of an arrangement if you haven't done a song for a long time. But you do forget lyrics. I have done it, but not very often. They tend to come automatically. So I hope it doesn't happen when we start playing again.
Because, well, yes, quite.
We haven't performed for 4 years, so who knows what would happen. The first night could be fantastic. Could be the worst night and the best night people have ever come to. Could be the best night because we'll fall flat on our behinds and we'll be all right on the night, I think. But yes, it'll be fun.
So when were you last on stage then?
It was March the 31st, 2019.
Oh, my goodness, yes. So
that time we finished in Milton Keynes. This time we are finishing in Liverpool, as we should, at the Philharmonic on June the 17th. The tour starts on April the 13th. We're having a couple of rehearsal days immediately before, and then it goes right through 4 days a week, occasionally 5 days a week for 10 weeks, finishing in the Liverpool Phil on June the 17th.
Well, it had to be there, didn't it?
It'll be it forever.
Oh, I can't believe it. I really don't believe it.
I know, I said that last time, didn't I? Never say never again.
Never say no, yeah. Never say
no. I suppose that is the watchword, the phrase, never say never again. So I'm not saying we won't do anything ever again, but we are people of a certain age, and you can only go, even if you want to go on, you can only go along as long as your body allows you to do it.
Yeah, and touring is punishing, isn't it? You're going to do 43 dates and you pretty much bounce from place to place each day, and that must be exhausting.
It will be, yeah, very much. The drive is the hardest part. I was, that's the scary part. I wake up in the middle of, I seriously do wake up in the middle of the night when I'm at my lowest. And I think, what on earth have I said yes to? Why did I do this? I just don't want to do that. Then I get up and it's a nice day like today. I think, God, I'd love to see another part of the country. I'd love to go on stage and do a show. And I'm really looking forward to it now. I've, I'm more or less more on the pro side than the minus.
I'll come and drive you, Frank. I'll be your driver. I'll take you wherever you need to go.
Hope you're better than I am, because I am rubbish.
So the first date, let's just remind everybody, it's the 13th of April. I've got here, where does it kick off? Your first location, Wimborne. 13th of April, Wimborne. Ends in Liverpool on the 17th of June. That's going to be a cracking party, isn't it?
It will do. It's, and it's doing great. The tickets are flying off the shelves. And well, it's as it should be. It's John's hometown. And I want it to be great for John, really.
It'll be cracking. The Liverpool audience will really give you a great send-off. Do you still have your original fans? How many fans have been with you right throughout?
Oh, well, yeah, we do have some of our original fans. You know, when I just joined in August of 64, we had this girl from Norway who wanted to come along and meet us. And she came along to a recording session we were doing for the BBC at the Aeolian Hall in Bond Street, wherever it is. And her name was Toril Olsen. And she has been a fan for all of this time. She, whenever she can, she flies over to see the show. And I get letters every now and again saying, Frank, I love you. You are and will be my only boy. I mean, it's amazing. But we do get people who come, they seem to have been coming forever and ever. And they bring their kids, and the kids are now bringing their grandkids.
I've seen you perform. I love watching you perform. You, people who've been in the business as long as you guys have, just, you know how to put on a good show.
Thank you.
You don't disappoint.
We try to. We you know, we had a crisis point, of course, when Mike left the band, which was a sad occasion. I wish it all hadn't got very unpleasant at that time. That's the way it goes, like it's when a marriage goes wrong, and I wish him all the best. But at that point, our whole career was in danger. We were in mortal danger of just not having a career anymore. So we dug in and we invested in the show. We brought a new PA system. We brought in a lighting system. We used confetti cannons. And we planned out all evening shows, which we'd never done before. Just us for the whole evening, no support, an hour, interval, another hour. And you had to arrange it and learn how to put together a show that was going to entertain an adult audience who weren't just running about screaming after you. And we learned how to do that very well. And it gave us a lead start on that theatre circuit. And it's been our lifeline ever since.
Well, you're coming to Tunbridge Wells on the 10th of June. Now, tickets, they are probably best to go to your website for those, because that's not just Tunbridge Wells. That'll be the whole tour, won't it? The tickets.
That'll be the whole tour. That's where they can get the dates. Of course, to get the tickets, they'll have to go on to I don't know. I haven't bought a ticket.
Well, I've got I've got here tickets from thesearches.co.uk, and there's a hyphen, so it's the-searches.co.uk.
Okay. Okay, well, they'll certainly find out all the details, and if to get the tickets they need to go to the theatre, I hope they do. It's always been a stalwart of ours for a lot of years.
You've got a lot of fans here. You really have. And I'm sure you'll have a full house that night. So, yeah, they could go to the Assembly Hall website for tickets also. Your retirement, I want to know, if you do end and you're not going to do any more, what are you going to do? You got a plan for your retirement?
I laze about like I've been doing for the last 4 years.
Play guitars.
I've eased into lazing about very, very well. You know, people say to me, are you missing going on stage? And you know, you love performing. I'm not desperate at all. I was actually quite enjoying. For the first time in my life, people have phoned me up and asked me and invited me to functions. And I've always had to say no, because we've been working. And I don't have to now. So that's nice. But I'm sure when we get into this run and we go on stage, and if it all pans out as we hope it will do, I'll probably get the bug again, because it's very enticing, isn't it?
Do you know what I'd like to see? What? I'd like to see you doing something at the coronation. Have you ever been to the palace, by the way? Have you ever done anything for royalty?
Well, we have done things for royalty. Yeah, I've got a photograph of me being presented to the Queen.
Oh.
And John as well, and Mike, and that. Yeah, we did the Royal Variety Show in 1981.
Fantastic.
And there we are. We got presented to Her Majesty.
What did she say? Is she a fan? What did she say?
She didn't say a thing to me.
Oh, no.
She spoke to John. By the time she reached us in the lineup, the person introducing her had somehow lagged behind. So she arrived at us. I don't know if she remembered who we were in the show, but she stood and she looked at me. And it was one of those where a second sound feels like a lifetime. I thought, I'm not supposed to speak unless I spoke to her. I'm not supposed to shake her hand. She's going to move on to the next person any minute now. And so I just reached out my hand and grabbed hers and I shook it. It was like that Marty Feldman sketch, you know. And so I thought, I'm not missing out on this. And she shook my hands and then she moved on to...
Well, that's brilliant. Oh, well, I think it'd be nice to see you at the Coronation concert, you know, the big concert they're organising at Windsor, wouldn't
that? We're not going to ask us, but it would be lovely.
Wouldn't it? Well, it's been delightful to talk to you.
They can't ask. We're working that day. I've just realised it's May the 6th, isn't it? We're doing the Beck Theatre in Hayes that night, evening.
Oh,
I've been in touch with Charles to tell her to zip it up a bit. You know,
I think, yeah.
If he wants to make it in time for the tour, he better start, like, keep it short. And don't turn up with that gaudy coach because I'll get wrecked outside the theatre.
He just needs to change the days. I think he needs to fit in with you, don't you?
Now, ours is staying. People have bought tickets. We're going to entertain on that night.
You're going to be there.
Coronation in the afternoon, onto the Beck afterwards.
Brilliant. Sounds grateful. Well, Frank, I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 10th of June. I will certainly be in the audience and joining in. What can the audience look forward to? Will it be all classics?
Yes. Virtually every hit. Oh, Bruce Welch is coming to see us that night. Bruce of the Shadows.
Oh,
yes. He's coming to see us, a big mate of mine. And we're doing virtually all of the hits, a lot of the album tracks, because I watched a series on TV recently about touring, arena shows, all these big spectacular shows, and they were interviewing the promoters, you know, and telling you how it all gets underway. And at the end of the series, the interviewer said to him, "What advice would you give from bands touring these days?" He turned around to me, he said, "Just play the hits." And yeah, he was right. That's what they want to hear. The thing they don't want to do is come into a theatre, sit down, and the guy comes to the microphone and said, "We're going to play all of our new album, which comes out in 2 hours' time."
Mm. Your heart sinks.
The door.
Yeah, I've had that. And it is so disappointing. You want to hear the old hits, don't you?
Absolutely.
You really do. Yeah. Well, that's looking forward to that. Frank, it's a pleasure as always. So Frank Allen from The Searchers, thank you so much for talking to me over the years and for today. I hope the tour goes really, really well for you. I'm sure it will. Enjoy your retirement. Good luck to all of you. And thank you for the music.
Thank you for interviewing me. It's been great being on the show. And I hope everyone gets their tickets and come along. It's going to be a great time.